Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we're learning Masechet Megillah. We find ourselves on Daf Chaf Tet Amud Bet, that's 29b, and we are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 lines down in the wide lines. This series of recordings is a joint project of OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. What we've been discussing is Parshat Shkalim. On the Shabbat of Rosh Chodesh Adar, or the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh Adar, it's our custom to read a special Torah reading that talks about how you have to give, how the Jewish people had to give in ancient times a half shekel to the Beit HaMikdash for several purposes. One was to buy new sacrifices as of the first of Nisan. It was the temple's new year. So they announced on the first of Adar to give people 30 days to get their money in so that they could use the money to buy new sacrifices on Rosh Chodesh Adar and going forward. And also money for a capital campaign for the Beit HaMikdash and for general upkeep of the Beit HaMikdash. We still give that those half shekels, Zecher LaMikdash, as a memorial of the Mikdash. And we tend to do it actually right before the reading of the Megillah, which is a month before Pesach. So usually when you go in to read the Megillah, they'll have three silver half dollars taped together, and you can take some money out and purchase the three silver half dollars. And then you give those three silver half dollars to tzedakah as a memorial of the Machatzit HaShekel. So this Torah reading that is done a month before Nisan is called Parshat Shkalim. And in common practice, when we read Parshat Shkalim, we read it out of the beginning of the Parsha of Kitisa, which is Shmot chapter 30, verse 11. However, that's the opinion of Shmuel, and we follow that opinion. However, we discussed in our previous recording that Rav had an alternative opinion, that what they meant by Parshat Shkalim was the same as the Rosh Chodesh reading, which is in Parshat Pinchas, and it's the reading that we read every month. And he based that on the opinion of Rabbi Tavi, who said that based on the Pasuk Zot Olat Chodesh Bechatsho, this is the offering of the new month, in its new month, that the second usage of the word Chodesh is referring to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and it's saying particularly Chadesh Vehave Karban, make new and bring a karban, a sacrifice, Mitruma Chadasha, from the new donations. In other words, they give those new donations, and beginning on Rosh Chodesh Nisan would be the fiscal new year for the Beit HaMikdash. So since it's mentioned in the Rosh Chodesh reading, that would be the reading that would be called Parshat Shkalim. So we've been discussing that, and we're going to continue to go back and forth a little bit to see which one makes more sense. Meitve, the Gemara asks a question. Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out Bo Bayom on Shabbat, Korin B'Parshat Shkalim, we read the Parsha of Shkalim, U'Maftirim B'Yehoyada HaKohen, and we do the Maftir from Nevi'im, is in Malachim Bet, which is the story of Yehoyada HaKohen. And what happens there is Yehoash, the king, announces that they should undertake a campaign of collecting money in order to fix up the Beit HaMikdash. So we're going to say that that is connected to the idea of Shkalim, of giving money to the Beit HaMikdash to fix it up. Bishlam Alamanda Amar, this makes sense according to the one who says, Kitisa, Hainu Demaftirin B'Yehoyada HaKohen. Since you do the Haftorah of Yehoyada, the Damele, it's similar to Kitisa. Dichtiv Kesef Nifashot Erko. You're giving the silver of each soul, of each person, his value. So we're assuming that that's related to the half shekel. El Elamanda Amar Eskarbani Lachmi Midame, but according to the one who says that it's the Rosh Chodesh reading, that's Rav, how is it similar to the Haftorah? The rule is that the Haftorah, the theme of the Haftorah has to be similar to the Torah reading, at least to the very end of the Torah reading. Dame k'de Rabbi Tavi. Well, it's similar because of Rabbi Tavi, because according to Rabbi Tavi, it does talk about a Truma Chadasha, about using the new money in order to buy new karbanot. Meitve, another question. Chal lihiyot b'parsha hasmucha la. What if Parsha Shkalim falls out 1 week, the week right before or right after Kitisa? This could happen. We are reading those parshas at this time, depending on the time of year. If it's not a leap year, it could easily fall out 1 week before, which is Tetzaveh, or 1 week afterwards, which is Vayakel. So what happens if it falls out right next to it? Bein milfaneha, whether before it, which is Tetzaveh, bein milachareha, which is Vayakel. Korinota, so we read it on its, on the week when we're supposed to read Parshat Shkalim, Vikoflinota, and then we repeat it as the order of the week. In other words, we have two reasons to read Kitisa. One is it's the Parsha of the week, and one is for Parshat Shkalim. So if it happens to be that it falls out on Tetzaveh, so we read Parshat Shkalim on Tetzaveh, and then the next week we read Kitisa. And if it happens to be that we read Kitisa, and the next week is Parshat Shkalim, so we read Kitisa, and then we read Parshat Shkalim the week after. So you might end up reading Kitisa 2 weeks in a row, at least some portion of it. Bishlam leman damar Kitisa, it makes sense if the Parsha is Kitisa. Hainu dimitrame bahu zimna, because this is that's when it would occur. Mitrame means it occurs bahu zimna, at that time. In other words, the parshas that we're reading at this time are the parshiot of Shemot. So it makes sense. Ela leman damar, but according to the opinion that says tzav et karbani lachmi, according to Rav, who says that we read it in Bamidbar, in Parsha Pinchas, mi mitrame bahu zimna. We don't read Bamidbar at this time. We're not reading Bamidbar until the summertime. So how could it be that you would end up with reading Parshat Shkalim and the regular Parsha of the week at the same time? It doesn't make sense. It means yes, actually. Yes, it can happen. Libnei Marava, to the people of the West. Now, if you were living in Babylonia, in Babel, which the authors of the Babylonian Talmud were, then the land of Israel was to your west. So they called them the people of the West. So it basically means Israelis. According to Israelis, Demaske l'deoraisa bitlat shanin, they complete the Torah. De'oraita means the Torah in 3 years. This is the famous triennial cycle, which we do not. It is not our custom to do it anymore. Although there are in many conservative and reform synagogues, they do the triennial cycle. But as we'll see in a minute, they do not do it the way that the Israelis did. So they would finish the Parsha in 3 years. So how did they do it? What they did is they divided almost every Parsha, except for the very short ones, like Hazinu and Nitzavim Vayelech. They divided them into three portions, and they read one-third of the Parsha each week. But they didn't go on, meaning they had a whole different cycle. So the first week they read the first third of Bereishit, the second week they read the second third of Bereishit, and the third week they read the third week of Bereishit. So they were slowly moving through the Torah. So in that triennial cycle, it would be possible in one of the 3 years that they would be in Bamidbar around the time of Pesach. That's how they answer it. Tanya Kavate de Shmuel, and that, by the way, is not the way that congregations do it these days. Nowadays, they read one-third of the Parsha this week, and then they read the first third of the next week's Parsha, and then the first third of the week's Parsha, and then the next year they go back and read the second thirds. So it is different than the way it was done in the land of Israel back in the Talmudic times. And I don't believe any Orthodox synagogues do that. It is not our minhag. Tanya Kavate de Shmuel. We have a braita that is similar to Shmuel. Rosh Chodesh Adar, the month of Adar, Shechaliyot b'Shabbat, the Rosh Chodesh, the new month, falls out on Shabbat. Korin ki tisa. So we read ki tisa. Umaftirin b'Yehoyada HaKohen. And we do a maftir v'Yehoyada HaKohen. That is exactly what Shmuel said. But here it specifies that the Parsha of Shkalim is ki tisa. So we see that the Braita is supporting Shmuel's opinion, which of course is our current practice. Okay, now we're going to move on to a related topic, but slightly different. We have a few teachings of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha related to these topics. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Rabbi Yitzchak the blacksmith. This is what he said. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechol Yom B'Shabbat. You have Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls out on Shabbat. Motzin Shalosh Torot. You take out three Torahs. As you know, there are only a few examples in all of the calendar where we have to take out three Torahs. It does happen from time to time. Here's how we do it. Korin Bahen Echad B'Inyan Shel Yom. In the first Torah, you read the Parsha of the week. The Echad B'Shel Rosh Chodesh, and then the second Torah, or it says 111, but the second Torah is read Rosh Chodesh. The Echad B'Chitisa, and the third one is read Parsha Shkalim. And this is how we would do it in common practice as well. V'Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, Rosh Chodesh Tevet, if you have the new month of Tevet, Shechaliyot b'Shabbat, that falls out on Shabbat, Mevi'in Shalosh Torot, V'Korin Bahen, Echad B'Inyano Shel Yom, one of the Parsha of the week, V'Echad B'Rosh Chodesh, and one on Rosh Chodesh, just like with Adar, V'Echad B'Chanukah, and also you have a Chanukah reading, because Chanukah starts on the 25th, it's going to start on the 25th of Kislev, and so it's going to go into Rosh Chodesh Tevet. So he mentions both examples. Utsricha, why do I need both examples? Di itmar beha behak amar b'yitzchak ava behach kirav sirale. You might think that in one of the examples I hold like Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, but in the other one I hold like Rav. To Amar Parshat Shkalim et Karban Ilachmi. Rav says the Parshat Shkalim is the same as the Rosh Chodesh reading. Ubishtei Torah Tzagi, and therefore you only need two Torahs. In other words, even if you're going to read Rosh Chodesh and then Parshat Shkalim. So let's say you're going to repeat it. You're going to read Rosh Chodesh and then repeat Parshat Shkalim. Nonetheless, they're in the same section. You don't need to roll anywhere, and therefore you don't need a third Torah. So according to Rav's opinion, you would only need two Torahs. So this opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha is coming to teach us, the question that was asked was not about why I need both teachings, it's how do I know that I need three Torahs. So the fact that I need three Torahs indicates that we paskin like Shmuel. Kamash Malan comes to teach us that we don't paskin like Rav, we paskin like Shmuel, that you need three Torahs because Parshat Shkalim is Kitisa. V'lema ha v'lo bayahach. Maybe I could just teach the one about Adar. What do I need to teach the other one? Why do I need to teach both of them? For me, I could use the same principle. Chada miklal chaverta itmar. So the answer that he gives is that the second case is not really a teaching of Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha. It was a deduction made by his students that they said, you taught this case in Rosh Chodesh Adar, we can make the same deduction for Rosh Chodesh Teves, but it's not really his original teaching. Okay. Just lost the place. Here we go. Okay. So I'm sure you might have lost the place too, so I'll tell you where we are. We are 2, 4, 6, 7, 8 lines up from the bottom, third word from the end of the line. Itmar, we have a saying. Rosh Chodesh Teves Chachal Yot Bechol. What if Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out during the week? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, probably should include the word Navcha here. Karu Tlata B'Rosh Chodesh, so then I read three aliyahs of Rosh Chodesh, V'chad B'Chanukah, and then one in Chanukah. So since it's Rosh Chodesh, I'm going to read four aliyahs, but I'll embrace Rosh Chodesh as the essential reading, so we do three in Rosh Chodesh, just like on Shabbat we would do six in the Parsha of the Week, because that's the essential reading. And then Chanukah gets less attention, it gets added on at the end. However, Rav Dimi from Haifa said, Amar Karu Tlata B'Chanukah, read three in Chanukah, V'chad B'Rosh Chodesh, embrace Chanukah as the essential one, and make Rosh Chodesh the add-on. Amar Rabbi Mani Kavasi de Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha Mistabra. Rabbi Mani says, like Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha makes more sense. Why? De tadir v'she'eno tadir, tadir kodem. This is a very famous principle that applies all over Shas. Tadir v'she'eno tadir. Tadir means frequently occurring. Eno tadir means infrequently occurring. Tadir kodem. Whenever you have something that occurs more frequently, it gets precedence. The one which is regular gets precedence. Since Rosh Chodesh happens every month, it gets embraced as the main reading. Chanukah only happens once a year. Therefore, Tadir, the one that's more frequently occurring, that is Rosh Chodesh, gets precedence, gets the three aliyahs, over the one that's less frequently occurring, Chanukah, which only occurs once a year. That is the general principle. Now, you could ask a question. Some of the Rishonim asked the question, Chanukah has something else going for it, which is Pirsume Nisa. And we learn in, I think, Masechet Tanit, that Pirsume Nisa trumps the principle of Tadir v'she'eno Tadir. So we don't have to answer that question exactly why it works out, but in fact of the matter is we do use this principle, and this principle is a principle of common practice. Okay. Amar Rabbi Avin, Kavasi de Rav Dimi Mistava. Rabbi Avin, however, thinks that Rav Dimi makes more sense. He says that you should read three in Chanukah and one in Rosh Chodesh. Mi garam le revi'i sheyavo. Who caused the fourth aliyah to happen? Meaning, why are we reading four aliyahs today? Rosh Chodesh. It's only because it's Rosh Chodesh, and as we learned earlier in the tractate, we ordinarily only read three aliyahs on a weekday, but on Rosh Chodesh we read four. So it's Rosh Chodesh's fault, so to speak, quote-unquote fault, that we're reading four aliyahs. Hilkach revi'i b'Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, the fourth one, which is the one that shows that we're adding an additional aliyah, that's the one that should be Rosh Chodesh. So he flips the script. He says, we're not trying to disrespect Rosh Chodesh by saying Chanukah is the ikar, Rosh Chodesh is just the add-on. What we're saying instead is that in the aliyah in which it becomes nikar, in which it becomes recognizable, that we're only reading a fourth aliyah because it's Rosh Chodesh, that should be the Rosh Chodesh aliyah. Hilkach reviv Rosh Chodesh by mikra. Therefore, we need to read from Rosh Chodesh for that fourth aliyah. So the Gemara continues after this whole discussion, my havi Allah, so what will it be on it? In other words, what's the halacha? Rav Yosef Amar, ein mashkichin b'Rosh Chodesh. Rav Yosef says the halacha is we do not pay attention to Rosh Chodesh. In other words, we embrace Chanukah as the ikar. We read three aliyahs in Chanukah, and the fourth one is Rosh Chodesh. Rava Amar, ein mashkichin b'Chanukah. And Rava says that we don't pay attention to Chanukah. In other words, the first three aliyahs are Rosh Chodesh, and the fourth one is Chanukah. The Hilchita, now the Gemara comes in. This is the Stam Gemara, so the voice of the authoritative voice of the Gemara, which might be Ravina and Ravashi, who were the final generation of Amoraim that edited the Gemara, or it could be the Rabbanan Svorai, the rabbis who came after the Amoraim, who finished editing the Gemara. They come down and express what the final halacha is. The Hilchita, the halacha is, Ein Mashgichin B'Chanukah. The Rosh Chodesh Ikar, and Rosh Chodesh is the Ikar. The Hagos HaBach adds in here two words. He says, Ein Mashgichin B'Chanukah B'chol Ikar. He reads it as, we don't pay attention to Chanukah at all. And that seems strange, because we do read one aliyah of Chanukah, so some of the Rishonim say what he's saying is that in a situation, B'diavad, where you read four aliyahs of Rosh Chodesh, you would not go back and read an extra aliyah of Chanukah. But it's not clear that that's the halacha. Certainly, as a matter of common practice, we would read three aliyot of Rosh Chodesh, and then the fourth aliyah would be that of Hanukkah. We'll stop there, two lines from the bottom, and continue in our next recording. Have a wonderful day.